Time for us to talk some basketball. And to do that, we welcome in John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hey there, John.
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you this afternoon?
I am great.
A lot of the basketball focus, understandably, the last couple of days has been on Bill Russell after his passing over the weekend. You devoted the podcast to it this week. What did Bill Russell mean, first of all, to the Boston Celtics?
I mean, he meant everything. He's a legend among legends. To the Celtics, he's the reason why they are fighting for banner 18 and not banner number 8 or 5. On the court, he came in. He was drafted the same year Tommy Heinsohn was, 1956. And that draft, before that draft, the Celtics were known as a choking team, a team that didn't have the strength to finish. They had a bunch of great scorers. They had Bill Sharman. They had Bob Cousy. They were known as a regular season team that faded. And then Bill Russell comes in, and automatically, right away, they win. And they win 11 times in 13 years. And just the impact on his teammates, the impact on the league, it's immeasurable. But he's the impetus for that 8 in a row that the Celtics won, for turning around a franchise that had been struggling to figure itself out in the very beginnings of the NBA, and then making history as the first black head coach and just being part of a team that dominated an era and created interest in a league, you know, a fledgling league.
There was a really interesting book a few years ago called The Captain Class, and it looked at people who had been successful captains of teams in a wide range of sports, not just in the United States, but all around the world. And one of the people they focused on was Russell. And to be a successful captain and to be the kind of leader that he was required a number of things. And one of them was not always being cozy with the press, but it did require an incredible level of will and determination. And in the case of Bill Russell, understanding that his job was not going to be the glamorous one of scoring the points, he was more important to them playing that unbelievable defense and getting key rebounds.
Yeah, I think one of his great strengths was reading the room and saying, okay, this is who this guy is. This is who that guy is. This is how I fit. He came in and scouted the Celtics when he first came to the team and said, all right, I know that I've got these scorers. I know that I've got this distributor. I know what I need to do is X, Y, and Z. Could he have been a more effective scorer? Probably. But he didn't need to be. And like you said, he needed to get a rebound, find Cousy streaking up the floor, hit him for a fast break, and the Celtics were the fast break team before fast breaks were even a thing. And he just knew how to get the most out of his guys. He knew how to treat them without berating them or getting on their cases or anything like that. He kind of knew who to leave alone and who to push, and was a master at reading that stuff. And just, again, when he was on the floor, he just held the whole thing together.
How did he change the game in terms of his style of play?
Well, I mean, obviously being the shot blocker that started fast breaks, I mean, he was the prototype, right? I call him the concept car behind all of these centers that came along. You know, you block the shots, you turn, you whip the rebound. And just as a defensive menace, they didn't call them blocked shots back then. They didn't even know what they were. They didn't keep track of them. But he was the prototype for getting stops at the rim and utilizing that to start fast breaks. So one of the true kind of like innovators in the game in that sense, where the defense led to offense in like spectacular fashion, right? A lot of times teams would get a stop, and in that era, shots went up. You came over half court, shots went up. Like, it was crazy. But he was the prototype for getting the stops, getting them at the rim, and pushing the ball and getting those fast breaks, turning other teams' misses, other teams' attempts at the rim into scoring opportunities.
We're talking with John Corrales on Downtown. Of course, basketball is only a part of Bill Russell's story. A lot of people talk the talk. He walked the walk when it came to civil rights and social activism. He was there at the March on Washington. He was there at the gathering of important black athletes in Cleveland with Ali and Jim Brown and others. And that's something that was a part of his life right to the end.
That's probably the greater accomplishment for Bill Russell, for as great as he was on the floor. And like I said, a legend among legends. He's just greater as a civil rights leader and activist, using his star power to fight for what he thought was right, to take that fight to television, to take it to the court, to make people uncomfortable and understand, like, hey, this is what's happening out there. He faced the worst of the worst and had a bad relationship with the city of Boston. Mm. Even though he had a great relationship with the Boston Celtics, the city didn't matter because he faced some pretty virulent racism during his time there. And it was an uncomfortable kind of relationship there. And he just continued his form of standing up to the people who did horrible, horrible things was to keep on winning. Because no matter what you said, no matter what you did, no matter what you thought, He could control winning games and showing you that he could be an important person in the world. So his work in that regard was unparalleled as an athlete, and really the mentorship afterwards and the influence that he had on current players in that regard is, you know, still tremendous. And, you know, you see guys like Jaylen Brown and others talking about that impact. It was certainly significant.
Yeah, and it's amazing when you think about it. I mean, this is a guy that was out of the game for more than a half century, and yet his influence still there with young guys.
Yeah, and look, he was always around, you know, and he didn't come back to Boston all that often, but you saw him come back, and you saw pictures of him with Paul Pierce on the sidelines. He'd come back for the franchise. He'd come back to be around the Celtics and give back to those guys and you know, and be an inspiration. He's the type of person where no matter how big a star you are, when Bill Russell walked into a room, it was like, we are in the presence of a god here. So you could be LeBron James and in comes Bill Russell and you're like, yes, sir. No, sir. What do you need, sir? And it became that level of respect and reverence. He was he inspired a lot of players. He had his influence from the moment he came into the league to still today, and it will continue moving forward. And it's not just because his name's on the Finals MVP trophy. You know, his impact, his legacy is one that won't be forgotten. That will be carried on. And I'm very interested to see what the league does this upcoming season to honor his memory, because this is an important time, and I think it's very important for them to do something big.
That's great stuff. John, thank you so much. As always, appreciate it, and we will visit with you again next Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you then.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast.